Ask around long enough on the floor of the Democratic National Convention, and you'll find plenty of critiques about New Hampshire's place in the presidential nominating contest.
It makes no sense that it is a decider for so many candidates when it really isn't reflective of the population in the rest of the state.
You know, I think it sets the pace a little badly and it stretches the whole primary system.
Conceptually, I think it's a good idea. I don't necessarily believe that in this day and age, tradition is indicative of the pulse of America. So I think for the opportunity for other states to share in that process, the exploration of how to do that and how other states can benefit from being the first presidential primary of the election season, I think is reasonable.
Those were delegates from Texas, American Samoa, and Alabama. Lori DeWork from Tennessee said she'd like to see some reform, not just of New Hampshire's place in the primary, but the process overall.
I really feel like I would much rather the whole process be shorter. I don't know that we need to have it spread out so much and give everybody an individual day so much as have a series of publicly funded debates to be the actual information, encourage the candidates to have some town hall meetings within various areas, and then have a single day when we all cast our primary votes or, you know, do the caucus, whatever the state party has chosen to go with.
But there were also plenty of people, far and wide, who saw the value in letting this little state do some of the vetting for the rest of the nation. Here's Corey Flowers, a delegate from West Virginia.
West Virginia has never been near the front of the line in terms of the calendar for caucuses or primaries, but we've always looked to New Hampshire and to Iowa as being a leader in our country to show us how politics should be performed on a local level. New Hampshire and West Virginia have a lot of similarities. We have a lot of the same issues with rural areas, with poverty, with blue-collar workers. And so we appreciate the role that New Hampshire's played all these years, and I hope it continues. It's a good tradition.
Kara Robin from Los Angeles sometimes wishes that her home state of California didn't have to wait quite so long while other states like New Hampshire vote months earlier. But otherwise, she didn't have any qualms either.
I don't mind it at all. It's kind of traditional. You know, I know a lot of people get anxious. They don't think it's fair, but why not? What does it matter? Really, what does it matter? Because I don't know all the statistics, but if you win that primary, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to win the election.
Cliff Moon, a delegate from North Carolina and an incoming DNC member, says he's not sure that New Hampshire should always go first. But he says the nominating process should never lose out on the up-close interaction the New Hampshire primary provides.
It's that feel that you get from, it's like you and I talking. You know, you've gotten, whatever you think of me, you've gotten more from it here than you'd ever get off of that television screen. And it's so important that our leaders sit in those living rooms sometime in a campaign.
In any case, by now, New Hampshire Democratic Party Chairman Ray Buckley is plenty used to hearing both sides of the debate about the primary's process ahead of every other state except for Iowa.
You know, I think it's sort of like, you know, would we love to have the Statue of Liberty? Would we love to have the Grand Canyon? Would we love, you know, each state has their thing, and the New Hampshire primary is it. You know, we've invited folks over the years to come in and be part of it and be participate. And, you know, I tell folks, like, you know what the special thing about New Hampshire? At our town hall meetings, we don't check your ID. You can come from anywhere in the country, and you can come and be part of it. We don't limit. There's no wall. It's come on in.
So until anything changes, Buckley says the people who feel like they might be missing out could at least play political tourist and experience the primary in person for themselves. For NHPR News in Philadelphia, I'm Casey McDermott.